So we're going to continue in the topic of Dibur. We're on page 472. The learning today should be as well as a schus for Neil and Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Fushlema. Rechaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malko Chenda Ben Menarachol Chanalei Vashen Derachon Abadati Ben Peril. As well as a schus for all those in Amakam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So yesterday we talked about, or Thursday, we talked about the we started the topic of Dibur, and we saw that that there are several categories of Dibur. The highest level is mitzvah, and the greatest mitzvah that a person could do with Dibur is Limud HaTorah, and that is an antidote for much of the taivas and pull that the Yetzer Hara and temptation that the Yetzer Hara throws our way. So now we're transitioning on to the next highest level use of Dibur, and that is tefillah. Sheinis, the second, is Dibur Shel Mitzvah, the second category of Dibur Shel Mitzvah that's important, who called tefillah, called Tchina, is the voice of a person davening, of a person asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. G'dayla tefillah yos meir karbonos. The Gemara in Bracha says that davening is even greater than the karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo zu tefillah hakvuos. Not only are we talking about the Shmoneh Esrei, the davening, the tefillah that we have three times a day, she afshar loymar v'nakeh, that it's very hard for a person to absolve himself, meaning to potter himself. Elagam al kol sara shalai tavai. But davening that any type of calamity should not come, meaning that when you daven because there's a war going on and you don't want people chalila to die, or there's hostages and you want to make sure that they are saved, so you don't want further tzara to happen. So that is also a type of tefillah that's very important. Bein tzaras mamon, whether it's financial, bein tzaras haguf, physical, health related, bein tzaras hanefesh, spiritual, meaning soul, you daven for a person to do tshuva, or you daven for a kapara for yourself. Tzarech lahakdim tefillah letzara. Person is required to precede any potential trouble with tefillah. The minute you perceive a potential issue, you should daven. So you start a new job, you don't know whether it's good or not good. You start a new venture, you take on a new client, you start to feel something wrong and you're going to go to the doctor to check it out. You don't even know if it's anything serious. Again, in all these situations, you should already daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect you. Or you cry out about a tzara that already happened. Because this is what God established in the world, that a person should daven for things that already happened. Now, logically, you might say, okay, if something didn't happen yet, so I should daven that it shouldn't happen. But if something already happened, then obviously it's a gzeira from Hashem. So what am I davening? If I'm davening that there shouldn't be a war in Eretz Yisrael, but if Hashem started a war, that means that there's supposed to be a war. So what's the point of davening if Hashem already gave it, or if someone Khalil is sick? If Hashem didn't want the person to have Yenamachal, then he wouldn't give it to him. So what am I davening for? So that is an incorrect thought process. And the Palyaitz is saying, don't have that philosophy and that mentality, but rather sometimes the whole reason why Hashem gave you the tzara is because he wants the tefillah. And so therefore it is proper to daven for something, even if something is already happening. Shul chafetz betfilah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our tefillah, misavel tefillah shel Yisrael, and greatly yearns for the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Through tefillah, a person can change the gzeira. It causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove himself from the kisei of din to the throne of rachmim. He says prayer is beneficial to a person at all times, whether it comes before the tzara or even after the tzara was already decreed. And tefillah is even greater than a person's ma'isim tovim, good deeds. Shahari Moshe loy nena. Moshe was not answered. Ella b'tefillah. K'maymer Chazal, like Chazal say, ukegoin anan yasmi di yasmi. Right, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu had all of these ma'isim tovim and all of the schusim for teaching Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless he was answered because of his tefillah. Ukegoin anan yasmi di yasmi, and us, the orphans of orphans, who are exceedingly poor, from good deeds, verbino pasha, we have too many averes v'chasarnu kol toiv, we're lacking anything in the way of good actions to be a schus for us. Certainly, al mi yesh lanu li yishay na alavinu shvashmayim, who can we rely on to save us except for Hashem? And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to tefillah, listens to the prayers of every person. Someone who cries out with heartfelt tears, believe nishba with a broken heart, vinitka, and a humbled heart. Ef shalaymar, it's he can apply to himself vinake mikol tzara and absolve from all suffering vitzuka yinaka and from all distress he'll be absolved. In other words, that can apply to you if a person davens. He davens a sincere tefillah where he throws himself at the mercy of Hashem and he asks for his help. So such a person can break through no matter the tzara. Ki Hashem Rayenu Avinu Malkeinu Yichake Lechaneinu Aidei Tefillaseinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our shepherd, our father, and our king, waiting for, he wants to grant us favor, but sometimes in order to be zoicha to it, we have to daven for it first. Now I'm going to skip the parentheses. Now he's going to talk about another type of speech that's the bar mitzvah. And that is to speak properly when honoring other people, people that we're obligated to show respect to. Mitzvah min HaTorah lechavid avi ve'imoy. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah to honor a father and a mother. Ve'eshes aviv, a father-in-law, a baal imoy. I'm sorry. Eshes aviv is his stepmother. Ubal imoy and his stepfather. So that's a chi of midaraisa. Ve'achi aviv, his father's brothers, meaning his uncles, his paternal uncles. Ve'achos aviv and his paternal aunts, v'achi imay v'achos imay, and his maternal aunts and uncles, v'avi aviv ve'im aviv, as well as his grandparents on both sides, v'avi imay ve'im imay v'chem yoy v'chem yoy, and his, as well as his in-laws, v'achiv ha'gadol, and his older brother, u'l-rabbi and his rebbe, u'l-chom yishagad v'men v'chach v'minyan, and anyone who's greater than him in knowledge or age. You have to speak respectfully to all these people, each person according to his level. It's not an equal obligation. There are some obligations, like honoring a parent, that is midaraisa, but even greater than that is honoring someone who teaches you Torah. That comes first. The Gemara says that if you have your father and your Rebbe comes before your father because your father brought life in this world and your Rebbe brought life, brings you life in the next world. So, there are levels, and showing respect to an in-law, showing respect to your wife's grandparents, showing respect to an older sibling is not to the same level that you have to your parents, which in turn is not to the same level that you have to a rav or a rebbe. He says, how do you honor them with speech? You speak to them softly, nicely, soft voice, honorable, like you're speaking to a king in a dignified manner. Even if one of these people that we mentioned gets angry at you, and he embarrasses you, and he humiliates you, and he curses you out to your face, you should still respond, try to appease them, speak pleasant words. He says, and speaking in this refined way is why Yitzchak said that the voice sounds like Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav sounded exactly the same in terms of their vocal cords, in terms of the voice that came out of their mouth. But it was the form of speech, the way that Yaakov spoke, that Yitzchak said, Hakol Kol Yaakov, that this, it sounds like Yaakov, not in voice specifically, because again, they sounded the same, but rather in the way that he was speaking. This is the mida of a good person. Lastly, some call Adam, to do so when speaking with everyone. Kol Shekein, Emishu Chai Bechvoidai, right? He treats with respect and dignity and talks in a dignified manner with anyone who he encounters, but certainly those who he is mechuyev to honor. Upeprat, and specifically, be careful of a ve'imoy, a parent, Shamru Chazal, Shemadaber Kashas Avivai Le'imoy, that the Gemara in Yerushalmi and Kedushin says that if someone speaks harshly to a parent, afilo machilam tarnagalis mefutamos, even if you're feeding them delicacies, you're feeding them fat birds, which means you're, even if you pay every single expense for your parents, but if you speak disrespectfully to them, anyone who trembles regarding his obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs should open his eyes carefully to provide any sort of honor that's required. And even more so, to speak to them in an honorable manner, so as to, in that way, honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave you the mitzvah, by fulfilling the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only are you showing honor to a parent, but you're also honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way. So let's stop here.